I'm Jennifer Flieger with the Mainline Symphony Orchestra. Last week I sat down with music director Don Liuzzi to discuss the upcoming season.
This season has a lot of variety to it, but it has a theme that links it all together. We call it Speaking the Music, which is a little kind of a, I guess doesn't sounds weird, like how do you speak music? But actually there's a conductor that I admire deeply, and one of his, Seiji Ozawa, and one of his favorite sayings when he wants something to be the musically, if you have a line, a melody or some kind or a theme, he says, speak the music, in his kind of broken English Japanese. It's a musical term that I consider, but it has a literal meaning here.
When he says it, what does he mean by speak the music?
Enunciate the idea, like communicate. Communicate whatever the phrase is, whatever the melody is, talk to me.
Can I ask a question? When you're speaking the music yourself and you're playing, do you feel that you're speaking the words the conductor is saying or the feeling that the conductor is imagining, or are you giving something to that yourself that you're trying to communicate with those words?
I think every musician in an orchestra should have something that they're bringing to the table, not just obediently playing the notes, but whether it's if they take a melody over from another group, that they speak it, that they bring it out, they lean into it.
There's something we all share together, exactly. Where it's the composer in the past or us in the present that we're speaking to one another. And
right, well, on many levels. Speaking in that moment, speaking to the audience orally, but also, yeah, you're right, we're having a conversation with this composer who wrote these ideas, and then we're reliving them.
It almost makes me wonder if you could dig up something he or she were feeling in the past, just like on a phonograph record, if you could listen to the voice of the composer and bring them back in this way.
Case in point, in the Philadelphia Orchestra, we were doing Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances and recording it for Deutsche Grammophon this past week and the week before. But there just is a brand new recording of Rachmaninoff. Somebody did a secret taping of Rachmaninoff and Ormandy, Rachmaninoff at the piano, playing through the various sections of the music and that's Rachmaninoff, such a great pianist. He was, through his piano playing, showing Ormandy how the phrasing should go.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so there, that does exist. And you know, I mean, somebody like Aaron Copland, who will be playing in the last concert, or Joseph Schwantner, who's alive today, I've actually heard Aaron Copland give some lectures and saw him conduct a few times. I never played under him, but Bernstein, I played under him. I've played on the waterfront many times, and I've seen him conduct it. And
wow.
So in a way, I'm lucky in that sense that I did experience some of these composers who are no longer, quote, with us, but their music is with us. So
passes through the generation.
Yeah, passes, yeah.
So the speaking the music theme for this season, though, is not really having to do with dead composers coming back to life through our music, but rather the spoken word.
It's spoken word, yeah. Every program on this season has a narrator at some point. The first program includes a piece that was brought to my attention from our former assistant conductor, Stuart Young, had brought this to my attention, and as soon as I kind of just did a quick listen to it on YouTube, you can hear everything on YouTube these days, I was entranced by it. And also, even after we made the decision to include this piece in the program, I was in Belgium this past May, very near the site where this piece, the inspiration of this piece, was written. Where it's taking place in a battlefield, a muddy battlefield filled with crosses of dead soldiers from World War I. And the piece imagines a peasant girl from a farmhouse kind of singing a song and honoring the dead and looking and thinking of the flowers that will grow from their graves as an expression of their life.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a heavy piece. And also very apropos that it's we're performing it on Armistice Day. The narrator is a very interesting man, a dear friend who is the head of the vocal department. He's in his last year at Curtis Institute, Michael Eliason. He will be our narrator. He's from Denmark, and a lovely gentleman, and really a world-renowned, one of the leading vocal coaches in the world.
Period, oh, wow.
For,
okay.
For opera.
But he's going to speak.
He's going to narrate. And he's got a very noble voice, a little bit of a Danish twist in his English accent, but that's okay. He's a marvelous musician and a profound person. I'm thrilled that he will be our narrator.
So how did you make the decision to make the whole season about narration and speech?
You know, the second concert is a piece that I've always wanted to do. And once we realized, oh, we're going to do a narrator, other narration pieces. Maybe even before any of this was the plan to have a narration of the Copland. And we decided to put the Copland on the last program and make it an All-American, which we've been doing for the last several years.
I didn't realize that.
It's all, every third concert is in the subscription series is an American program, and I like that, just to kind of remind us that they're living and maybe not living literally, but very alive American musical voices that we need to keep remembering and playing.
Well, one thing about Copland is that he's so good at preserving American mythology.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I love this piece, even though it's probably been way done so many times. Lincoln's words are powerful. I was just looking at the film Lincoln that Daniel Day-Lewis filmed it, his portrayal of Lincoln was stunning.
Too bad he can't be the narrator.
Yeah, that would be great. But we have an excellent narrator in an ex-Eagle, just recently retired, Brent Selleck. Anyway, the second, our February program has a piece that I've been wanting to do for a long time in any orchestra, because I've performed it once, actually a couple of times. Once in Pittsburgh and once in Philadelphia, but this is a piece that I think is profound. It's the words of Martin Luther King. It's a piece that Joseph Schwantner wrote in the early 80s, and our narrator is going to be Charlotte Blake Alston, who's a very well-known Philadelphia storyteller. She does storytelling actually all over the world, and she's in high demand, and we're just really fortunate that she's going to be able to do the narration.
And the name of that piece is?
New Morning for the World. New Morning for the World. And it's a powerful piece. It's strings, percussion, and brass. I don't think there are any woodwinds in this piece. But, so the woodwind players will get a piece of it. and so that'll be our third narrated piece as far as throughout the season. You know, after the first concert, which is Brahms' soothing Second Symphony plus this voice in the wilderness, celebrating and praising those who gave their lives in battle, I think. And you know, Martin Luther King gave his life in battle for true
Absolutely.
Justice. And so that's kind of a, and also our last concert, Lincoln's Portrait. Lincoln gave his life for the battle of some kind of a sense of a unified country.
It almost seems as if the whole season is speaking toward justice.
Yeah, exactly.
Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. That is what he said. That is what Abraham Lincoln said.
You know, there's a poem that a poet that not many people will know. Doris Kearns Quinn is her name, but she wrote a beautiful poem called Brahms Fills the Room. Brahms fills the room with yearning upon my memory's upheaved track where leaves of love were burning. Brahms fills the room with yearning. And it's a powerful poem. And you know, Brahms is yearning for something. Something in the past, something in the future. He's kind of in that middle ground. That, you know, that probationary state of looking back but looking forward, which is kind of what this life and death thing is. You know?
Almost like what this moment is historically as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful and meaningful season.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. Right. Please join us.
The music music in the clips you heard was performed by the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, the Halle Choir, the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs, and the London Symphony Orchestra with Henry Fonda narrating. All were taken from YouTube.